Wop.
That reminds
Welcome
me of
to
that
the John
boomerang. You know
Cast.
that boomerang little shorts? What? At the before the cartoon? And there's one where it goes wop 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 wop. And then they like it was some dog or something. I forgot exactly who it was. It could have been like a panther or someone. But they were like annoyed at the wawa, so they had to do something. Try to get rid of it.
That was it.
I guess you didn't remember it.
No.
It wasn't a full cartoon, it was just a short.
No, boomerang was what you call it,
For boomers.
a relic past.
What are you talking about? Boomerang was like freaking Cartoon Network's glory hole.
Home?
All the cartoons just got funneled out onto Boomerang.
No, it's Boomerang came before Cartoon Network, so.
Really?
Well, it feels like it.
No, I don't think it did because it's always like Boomerang by Cartoon Network. Unless Boomerang got bought by Cartoon Network. But I
That's
mean,
probably most reasonable thing.
because like, what did Boomerang have before Cartoon Network? Flintstones? No, dummy. That was on Cartoon Network.
Was?
Tom and Jerry? Nah, stupid. That was on Cartoon Network.
Which came out first? Welcome to the John Cast.
Jonin and casting in the
Boomerang or Cartoon Network?
I'm telling you, man, it's gotta be Cartoon Network.
I'm sure you get it because it's cartoons. It's like your thing.
My
It
forte.
debuted as a programming block on Cartoon Network. So it was, and it eventually grew into its own separate channel. So it was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I know my shit.
Yeah, I don't doubt you on that.
like I can't fight you on this one.
Yeah, not everything.
You deleting it from search history?
No.
Oh, let's say, bruh.
Why would I do that?
You never know, right? I think this is a picture I've never seen before.
Yeah, me neither.
Then you just put like a random picture that you pull through Google and you put on the screen. Are you still figuring out your phone bill?
Yep. I like how I do something on the John Cast, like every.
Bless you.
I'm always doing something during the podcast.
That shit when you were playing like Fortnite, I was hot. I think it was Minecraft. It might have been Minecraft, yeah.
Oh yeah, that was
I was
hilarious.
like, bro, hop off Minecraft.
Was that sound?
A bomb? Or are you talking about that?
No, that whoop. I heard that shit.
Is that when that happens?
Probably.
Who knows? So how you been, John?
Oh, I need to get a card, a SIM card for $10.
Well, damn. That's how the cookie crumbles, right?
And this cookie's crumbling.
Didn't you buy like $70 shoes?
And then I buy you
Nope.
five finger discount
You don't buy it.
on ass beating.
You don't buy a discount. What the fuck?
I gave you one.
I don't want it.
Too bad.
Too bad. What, huh?
Yep, 40. Yippee.
Oh, man.
Yippee.
I'm telling you, like, the way you use your phone, you'll the Wi-Fi will last you.
How do you know?
Because you mainly work.
Example, John. That's funny. One of the examples for your first name is John.
You're gonna switch your name to John? Would you ever name your kid that?
No. He would find out about our podcast and then he'd be like,
I can't live in this world anymore.
yeah, and hang himself.
Jesus, he's gonna do the challenge?
Yeah, it's not a challenge at that point. It's just because he's depressed.
Playing a rope challenge. Rope-a-dope.
Welcome to John Cast for like the third time.
Yeah,
we introduce ourselves usually.
Keep welcoming them. When do they truly feel welcomed? Now I do.
Yeah, I hope the music we chose for this section is like really good.
You just got cut out.
I'm not cutting that out.
Why not?
That's like a whole second.
Okay.
Why am I cutting out a whole second of organic silence?
Organic silence?
If you speed everything up, it sounds weird.
No, it's like one of those freaking those videos for like people with like ADHD where something needs to be happening every second. Like,
boom, oh, yeah? Boom, boom, boom. Why are you listening to a podcast then?
Podcast should be for everybody.
Right. It should be for everyone. You should know what your limits are. Yeah. So, you know, today I saw what a short bus looked like. It was surprising. They have Wi-Fi.
It was seventh wonder of the world.
Oh, the eighth at this point.
It was probably only like 8 kids on there. Man, they started school late then, or maybe got out of school.
Who knows, right? They have special needs.
And they're like, what are you stalking a short bus for?
We were just driving past it. Calm down. And they're like, oh, we're going to execute you, dirty.
Oh, you put in your information?
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, probably should have done that before the podcast, huh?
I know, I told you, that's why I'm doing something during the podcast all the time. It makes it funny.
Busy guy, huh?
Yep. What was it? The three funky numbers on the back of my credit card?
No, they're gonna start emoting. It's gonna be that freaking purple guy dancing on the back of your card.
Set my account pin.
And by the way, you know that they finally started production on the FNAF movie? I guess you didn't know that.
What is it? Is it gonna be like, what do they call it? What's that movie with Nicolas Cage where he's just destroying animatronics?
In Willy's Wonderland?
Yeah, exactly.
It's your birthday. Was it Willy?
Yeah, I think so. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Yeah, wasn't it like Willy's Wonderland? Yeah, it was Willy's Wonderland. That movie slaps.
What was my high school mascot?
I hope it wasn't Willy. And your high school's right next to you.
I know. What was it?
Bruh.
I'm not going to say it on the podcast so then someone can sign into my account and take my shit.
What are they going to take? Your phone bill?
God, yeah, my account information.
They're going to... What was that Spider-Man villain name again? Yeah, they're gonna Mysterio your ass.
Oh, yeah? Hope not. They're like, fuck you. Says the entire,
I just love the address. Picture that they use. Isn't
yeah, it's just him smiling.
Yeah, it isn't even from the movie.
It's your birthday.
Would you ever want to visit the Fredbear Diner in real life?
No. I know what happens there.
Well, I mean, during hours, usually nothing happens unless it's like a late night birthday party.
As long as I show up during not a birthday party.
Plus, you're not a kid anymore, so you should be safe.
Sales tax! Oh.
Bro, act like you don't live in America.
Ship me to Canada.
Healthcare is free, eh?
Yeah, I like how that's the joke.
Yeah, I remember I saw this meme about this dude who was like he got seriously injured, and they're like, "Hey, you want us to call an ambulance?" And he's like, "Nope, I'm fine."
Oh yeah, because like, he doesn't want the charge.
It's like, I'm good. Oh,
yippee!
He finalized everything over there.
Yippee! 2 hours worth of work to pay off my phone bill. Yippee!
Hey, America. Man.
That's just how it be. How much were you paying before?
Zero.
Damn. Well, welcome to adult life, right? I've been paying my shit off since I was like 18, 19.
That's not that long. It's only like,
yeah, but you ain't done it yet.
Year.
Shut up, little boy.
Little boy.
That's not that long.
That's really not.
It wanted you to see. It's like, bear witness.
It's like, don't go away.
They're like, I'm stabbing my arm to cut myself free. Jesus
Christ, that's how bad it is?
Yeah.
You turn into guts?
Yeah, honestly, if that happened, then I would do the same.
What, is it like, if you were in that situation, or...
No, if you were talking to...
Oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna turn into Griffith.
Yeah, and then you're just... texting her, I'm like, man, that's true.
That's the same kind of pain. You look like a titan.
That was 3 years ago. I'm doing a podcast. But their car alarm's going off.
Yeah, are they gonna get that?
No.
Wow. Alright. You'll probably have to cut this out.
Yeah. Let's just remember what time it was.
They can hear that shit too.
I don't know. It's not that loud. Oh, there we go.
Was he trying to start his car the entire time?
I think he, like, accidentally opened the car up from the inside, and then he had to, like... No, wait. What happened? Maybe someone hit his car on accident, and then he had to start it to stop it? Something? Oh. You know, I'm gonna have, like, around, like, 4K?
401K?
When I finish with this next week.
Wait, how do you know that? Oh, are you talking about in your savings?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because, I mean, more. It's gonna be more like 3.8, but
yeah. No, nice.
I wonder if I'm gonna get anything from tax return.
Did you do your taxes?
No.
So why would you get anything from tax return?
That's good to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how you thought you were about to get some of the
Okay.
I don't understand why how you're gonna get some fucking money off that shit. Moppin's munching.
So the topic of this podcast is
do you start talking about the topic at 14 minutes?
I just like ooze all over. It's funny too, cause I think I needed to get the tattoo even higher for the thigh-highs to like not cover it. Because for some reason they're slipping.
So you're okay
now
with Noobs putting that on the John cast?
What? Okay with what?
I said you're okay with putting that on the John cast?
Oh, yeah. I talked about it before.
But not to your fucking family.
Well, yeah.
Or did it until they dipped out?
They're strangers on the podcast. Well, they're Johns to us, but you know.
I know a lot of people watch the John cast frequently.
Okay. What are you gonna do? Stop listening?
I'd hope not.
That'd are they just gonna be like
horrible?
They're gonna be like, sorry, Chris, I'm not gonna be friends with you anymore. I heard about what happened in the John cast, how Martin wears thigh highs. I mean, technically it's K, but like, still.
So, how you been?
I'm wearing thigh highs.
You're not even wearing them right now.
Exactly. You want me to?
What's up with you? I think you want you to.
I asked you. You said you're not. I'm not wearing them.
Yeah, but you said I don't know. I'm wearing thigh highs.
No, I said I was.
You didn't say was.
I didn't, but like it was implied.
So, I didn't think it was implied.
Clearly.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
You mean how am I doing at the current moment? You're right here. How would you not know what I'm doing?
I said, how are you doing? Not what you're doing.
Yeah, I would. A while ago, I was wearing thigh highs. That's why I said, how was I doing?
But that's not a state of mind.
It was a state of being.
I'm not asking about your being. I'm asking about your state
so
of
I
mind.
So I don't worry about my well-being? You just care about my well state of mind?
Yeah, your mental prowess? How's that?
Besides work, I'm doing fine.
Even though you, like, stay at work more? Oh, hell no.
Oh, dumbass! Wait, sorry, I'm speaking too loud. aim your shit on fucking bad.
Oh, bruh.
Today's topic will be about,
You don't know. You trying to come up with a rapid topic? That's not how this works.
Places we want to visit.
Bro, is this middle school?
Yep. And then what teeniest things we would do there?
At home?
Think about it.
And then you start off with Africa.
No, I'm like, I want to go to Japan and get on a train and then... You know exactly where that's going.
Man, I hope that's not actually accurate. I hope that's just like... Camera. Jesus Christ.
You think it's not true?
People be copying the infos on a subway train? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, poor Japanese girls.
They just need a gun, but guns are illegal. Oh my god, imagine
you start feeling on her thigh and you feel that Glock 19?
She's like, I got a Glock in my Rari. 16
and she broken. And then like she knows who touched her too. She's like looking right at him like,
no, she's like,
that could be like a creepypasta or some shit.
A creepypasta? How is he gonna survive to tell the tale?
He's like running away.
He's maybe
like,
he's typing it.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
She's as cracked as the guy with the mirrors. That'll be a little reference for people in the future.
Yeah, even though I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, clearly. My bad.
Speaking bullshit.
I'm talking about Tenet.
Who's the black guy in Tenet?
Tenet.
What's his name?
Tenet. Red's name is Tenet. What was his name?
I'm talking about the actual actor.
Oh, Tenny.
Snake? Oh my god. Fucking Tenet shoes?
Fucking Chadwick Boseman. Clearly, I know he's rest in peace, dead already.
Hopefully, that clip doesn't go famous.
Yep.
Like, Martin doesn't like black people.
I'm like, you should have seen my past.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, Wait, I think it cut out. Okay, no, we're good. David, John, David Washington, who literally has like two first names.
I'm pretty sure
Robert Pattinson was in Tenet.
Yeah,
he's in everything.
But I'm pretty sure his acting, like his stage name, is Denzel Washington. Or maybe I'm just fucking retarded.
Yeah, you are. Denzel Washington's another guy.
Really?
He's the guy in the one with the White House gets attacked.
The White House gets attacked a lot.
Also, you see this? This was a screw I was looking at.
You didn't try to buy that?
No. I was thinking about it.
Man, you dropped a lot of bands today.
I did. Yeah, I dropped like 100?
130 with food added.
Yep.
140 maybe. Because of soap too. It's alright. Well, I mean, the shoes really added. Yeah, really. I think that might have been like around 200 actually. Mm-hmm. With the phone bill as well.
You want to keep reminding me? Man, buying girls' clothes is, like, expensive, huh? Yeah. It's not because I'm, like, a weird pervert or anything.
Nah,
it's because I'm,
He wants to fuck the clothes. He's like, man, why'd you expose me like
No, that? It's because I'm fucking, because I dress in them, okay? It's not a weird thing. Calm down.
Grow up.
Yeah, it's like at 160.
Oh, I was close. Was that counting the food and the phone bill too?
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Oh. 160 ducks today.
Yeah.
And what is that, like 10 hours of work?
Really? Jesus Christ.
More like 9. Somewhere in between there. That's a whole day.
Well, I mean, it's gonna last you longer than a whole day. So.
Oh, yeah. Especially that... Yeah, still smells. Especially that strawberry shortcake lotion. What is the topic? Oh, yeah, no. I'm gonna go to Japan. I'm gonna hop on a train. I like how I say I'm not a pervert and I just say that immediately after.
But you're going for not the reason they'd expect.
Yeah, I'm just gonna high five people. Especially the ones molesting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
It's like, hey. Is it my turn?
Ew.
He's like, wait, your turn, dammit.
She's like, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Most consensual.
Yeah, I smell like senior.
Oh, that's bad. All right, you tell your, which place you'd go to.
Bro, I want to go to fucking, I want to go to France.
France? What weird shit would you do there?
I'm not a weirdo, man. I just want to go to France.
No, I mean,
I have that's to what choose.
Yeah, you have to choose something weird to do there.
At France?
Uh huh.
I don't know. Probably like buy a shit ton of baguettes and then go to like a fancy hotel and start throwing them off my roof.
The fuck? And it impales people like bowmasters.
What? The baguette guy fucking cracked?
Yeah, he was. He did like tons of damage.
I know.
Batman was even more cracked.
Oh, yeah.
Catman.
Fucking Catman had you in your feelings.
Man, I hate that guy.
I swear, I think like one day we played that game more than paying attention in class somehow. He was like, come on, bro, I need that run back with Catman. It's because you could throw it, and if it didn't hit him, you could just tap the screen again, and that shit will fling back in it.
Yeah, and then it'll explode after. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit? And it does, like, 75% of your health.
Sometimes, I think it's because it, like, glitches out. And you can get it to where it spins a little, which cuts them, and then it stabs into their back.
And it explodes, and then they die instantly. Catman is the most broken character in that game. I don't understand why they haven't done anything about it.
I had to uninstall it though, because I needed to buy like a new phone or some shit. Not a new phone, but I had to like delete some stuff. I forgot to like save space for like videos. But yeah, that was a fun era. Fucking Bowmasters.
Man, some bitch was cracked at fucking Baguette Man. And she kept whapping her shit.
Whacked my shit up good. But yeah. I think Amin was not interested in that game at all though.
Yeah.
As soon as we pulled that shit up, he'd like leave. But we had like little tournaments going on. It was you, me, Alex, Jordan.
No, just call her that bitch.
And then Stoss. And it'd be on my phone too.
Yeah, it would be.
It's draining my fucking power.
You had a portable.
Had the brightness on high and shit.
Just so that we could see where our shots are landing.
Does your tattoo itch anymore?
It's itching right now.
Is it because I brought it up? You should put the lotion on there.
Well, it was itching like a second. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a second before you brought it up. Which lotion? Strawberry?
Yeah.
Not aquifer?
I mean, you could put the aquifer on there, but that's mainly for when it, like, is peeling.
It doesn't look like it's peeling.
Move!
You're like... What the fuck is that?
It was like a piece of fur or some shit trying to get in my nose.
See, everything's trying to get in your orifices, huh?
Oh?
Like your hair? Trying to get in your ear?
Oh.
Which one was it?
This one.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Hold on.
You're like, ooh, it do be itching, though.
Yeah.
You about to do lotion ASMR?
Wait, hold on.
Don't laugh after that.
So what am I doing in ASMR? Lotion on my leg. And I just open it up and I put it on my finger. And now I'm going to rub it on my leg.
I have no idea what you said.
I said, just one man.
Yep. Man, somebody asked me about that tattoo I had, and they're like, oh, what is it? And I just said it's Undertale.
Bruh. Nick asked if this was Flowey.
Fucking Flowey.
Flowey. You got to that part, right?
Yeah. You stupid human. I was watching Jacksepticeye play it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because he has the superior Flowey voice.
Honestly, he does.
How could you be so stupid?
I'd say his, if I had to pick, like, a YouTuber cast for that, I'd cast Jacksepticeye as Flowey and also Papyrus? Yeah, that's his brother's name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Papyrus.
Sans, you lazy bones!
And then Markiplier...
Brr.
I'd have Markiplier be, Sans. And...
I thought you said he'd be Sans, Flowey, and Papyrus.
No. Jacksepticeye would just be Papyrus and Flowey. Markiplier would be Sans, and that little fish guy, I forgot his name.
You mean the little boy?
Yeah, the one who's a big fan of Undyne.
Oh, yeah. Undyne's a baddie. Even though in the, like, I saw a comparison between Undyne in, like, the fan art and in-game. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Berlisi would obviously be Undyne. His voice frame. That shit is funny. You know, he got like banned off YouTube, but they unbanned him again because they did it during Black History Month.
Honestly,
that's how you see it. I mean, that's how you see it. That's how I see him.
Yeah, that's literally what she looks like in game or that's what her sprite looks like, but you know.
Fucking fandom.
Hot, fucking gross.
It looks like a pirate.
Well, she is.
Looks like her brother.
Her brother? She doesn't have a brother.
Like it would
oh, be. Oh, it looks brothers. Like it would be her brother.
You didn't react to the news I told you.
What?
Berlisi got banned off YouTube.
Let's go. Okay. Why?
We're, no. But it was for a video that he made. And everybody was like on God YouTube during Black History Month. He got rid of.
Oh, I got him.
From Black YouTube. Y'all fumbled the bag. And it was for a game that a bunch of people posted about, but he was the only one who got, like, his account deleted, and so...
Damn, that's unfair.
Yeah. I've recently seen that they, brought him back, but I don't think he's, like, released a video talking about what happened.
He's like, let's just let that slide for now. Like, personally, I wouldn't let that.
Personally, I couldn't let that slide, not on Black History Month.
Fucking Black History Month. Isn't Black History Month June? Or is it February?
Come on, John.
It's February. Oh, June is Pride Month.
Yeah, that's
you. That's time. Funny because
wait, can you smile white from your face? It's funny because boo.
It's funny because my brother and sister were born during Pride Month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So then you know that makes sense. As for me, it's January. Come on, it's bullshit.
Well, I guess there's a J in there, right?
A J in there, July. Wait, wouldn't you?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Are you sure?
Fucking stupid. Yeah, February's. It's funny too because February's the shortest month.
Oh my god.
Why is that the. Out of all 12 months, why does February have to be Black History Month?
I don't know. Don't think too hard about it though.
Oh yeah, he is back.
Yeah. He deleted the video though that got him fucking his YouTube deleted.
He's like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I'm glad our listeners come to hear this fucking side conversation.
Yeah.
For an hour.
All of it is side conversation. Yeah. It's like
they're in the same room as us.
It's like you're at a high school all over again, and it's recess time.
Is recess high school? No, you're in auto shop.
Auto shop? I never
had
that shit.
No, because our auto shop teacher, well, not mine, but the auto shop teacher let people stay in his classroom for lunch and you know recess.
Yeah, but you're just overhearing two guys having a conversation in your class because you're sitting alone right now with your head down probably. Fucking loser.
Probably. No, they're probably jogging right now if they're active, or they're probably sitting in bed crying about how she left them during February.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, we should. Isn't our fucking... isn't the Johncast anniversary like...
In a couple days.
In one day?
Probably. Well, looks like this is the anniversary video, huh?
Apparently. What was it?
Man, a lot's happened in a year.
I know. Jesus. We changed from talking on a phone. That's like the biggest thing.
Oh, man.
Registered John Offender. We've been doing this for a year? Yep. Our 1 year, John's 1 year anniversary is tomorrow.
Technically today, since that's when you guys will be listening to it.
Or, you know, whenever I get around to editing this.
Nope.
Today. Today.
Well, not today, today. But it'll be today because they'll be listening to it right now.
Yeah.
And the brain always considers like...
Yeah, know, but then say, now that they're off... Now that it like they're not listening to this podcast in the future, and then they come back to it, they're going to be like, so it's today? No, you mean the time that this is posted.
It'll update to say, nah, it was yesterday. This shit does smell good, though. It makes you want actual strawberry pound cake.
Yeah, it's good. I'm like...
Try to get your $16 worth.
Honestly, right? I wouldn't dare use this for that purpose. It's not worth wasting out on it. I would not use this.
Well, when you put lotion on your body, do you put it everywhere?
I mean, I don't usually use lotion. Now I am. But I put it on my arms.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation about this with my friends in high school. They're like, when you put lotion on, do you put it on your dick too?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's skin too, right?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, bro, that's weird. Now, what the
fuck? You're putting lotion on your dick anyway.
It's just like,
what are you doing, spitting?
Well, I mean, if you ain't got nothing else, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about not for that purpose. I'm just like,
oh, like in general,
hygienically speaking, you know?
Oh,
like,
I don't know. I don't usually use lotion. If I do use lotion, it's always on my dick.
So weird when you buy lotion.
Exactly. No, I don't buy lotion. I just used lotion.
You're using other people's lotion?
Yep.
So they're like, damn, where don't
it's community lotion.
Yeah, that's what people who don't buy their own shit say.
Exactly.
Community lotion. Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
Why do you think the lotion over there is gone?
Oh, are those your dad's vitamin gummies?
Oh, yeah, you're gonna get some? That's airborne.
Airborne what?
Oh, it's called airborne.
Oh, I thought you're like a sickness or some shit.
Yeah. What is it called? Mustard gas is airborne.
He's been a whole ass munch on these gummies.
I think it's just in shell. It's not really his. Because she's the one that, eats the most gummies yet gets sick fastest.
They're killing her.
They're killing you then.
Built different. Wow, ooh, you can taste the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Said, wow, ooh. Oh, shrimp size is 3.
Yeah, I know. There's a reason. I didn't take 3 though. It's because we're running out.
Yeah. Oh, you guys should really get some more then.
Community gummies, right?
Yep.
In the community toilet?
Well, I mean, those portable ones are fucking gross.
Yeah, they are. Do a, jackass.
You mean when they're like in there and they're fucking flip it or some shit?
Yeah, they flip around the fucking stall.
I know the crane. Got fucking pink guy from that shit.
Pink guy?
You got pink guy for that shit. Yeah, you're just fucking around with the top. Are you giving it top?
Whoa. sucking up the lotion.
It's like a Minecraft spider.
Oh, that's when it getting dies. Hit? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was giving head. Gorsh! Gorsh, Mickey! Slow down!
Oh my god, not go, the fucking.
Go, go,
not
go,
the Mickey go, Mouse go. Erotica.
Erotica. Erotica? Why is that even a term for Mickey Mouse specifically? What is it they say? Mickey Mouse?
Trap House?
No, not that. It's like a Mamushka Bushka something.
Oh, when he's summoning his house?
Yeah,
Mamushka!
Mamushka!
Mickey Mouse! It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House.
And then Goofy's like, don't make me choose why between my country and you.
Why he gripping a gummy like that, though? You see his ass?
It's a big gummy.
He might eat that whole bitch. Jesus Christ.
Bro, it looks like Rose. It's not Rose's first time.
Zesty orange and berry berry. I think the berry berry was the slappier one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's on the outside. What is this, the ASMR podcast?
Want some gummies?
Want some gummies? You come up to a little kid and ask them?
They're like, yes, I love gummies.
I said gummies.
Ooh. Oh. He hands him a fucking jar of gummies, right?
And then the figurine hits their lip.
Stupid shit.
POV, you're drinking a glass of milk that your brother left on the desk, but a figurine hits your lip.
Man, I'd kill myself. TikTok but challenge. I mean, the first sip won't even taste good, you know? Unless he's, like, eating a lot of sugar, and it's somehow passing through his body in that form.
And then you're like, this tastes good. Can I get some more? He's like, all right.
Yeah! Oh, hell no.
You're like...
Man, the fucked up imagination, right?
That's why you brought me on the team, right?
Man, gotta stop feeding you those romance manga.
That's not even in romance manga.
They're doing something to you.
I've even been like this since before romance manga happened.
What, haven't you always been reading that shit?
No.
Is that cap?
No. I only started reading it, like, now.
I thought you always been reading that shit. It just became more prominent now.
Not at all. I just usually read other manga.
Mangas?
If it had romance in it, then, like, that was part of it, but it never really was the main focus. He ate his eye. Spider-Man's worst day. I fucking just keep seeing that recommended video on my YouTube all the time.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. You want to say hi to the podcasters?
Damn. My brother doesn't want to say hi to the John cast.
He's probably going to be listening to it.
Yeah. No, he's probably just going to listen to the worst one.
What are you talking about? Our podcasts are 10 out of 10 bangers, certified.
Yeah, let's hold a poll to see how our viewers feel about that statement.
And if you do any lower than a 10, I'm going to be hanging from one.
From what, a 10? You're going to hang 10?
Oh, I'm hanging from a pole.
Oh, okay. The way you phrased it made it sound like you're just going to hang 10 on a board.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a vacation.
Yeah, hang from a pole. You're hanging from the tetherball pole.
And
then they're hitting you.
Yeah, that game wasn't ever about skill. It was just whichever kid was taller and stronger.
Honestly, and then you have to hit it so that it, like, looped around the fucking thing fast enough so that they couldn't get it.
You had one of those asshole kids who grabbed it by the rope, yep. And it fucking... Yep. And then all you could do is watch as it...
Yeah, as it keeps spinning around the top, and then you can't do shit about it because you're too short.
Oh, yeah, fuck those guys. I thought they were so cool.
They were
cool, yeah. And lame as hell. That's why I moved to handball.
Handball?
Yeah, handball slapped.
Slapping your ball with your hand?
You know, when you hit the ball and it hits the wall. No?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering why you're describing it like that.
That's what happens. You hit the ball, it hits the wall.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's some
Italian slander.
When the hand hits the ball, when it hits the wall, that's handball.
Sound like someone's knocking on your door.
No, they just do that downstairs.
I like how you guys never talk to your neighbors.
We don't. There's no reason to.
It's so funny.
They're such assholes sometimes. They just blast music downstairs for no reason.
They blast in that sicko mode.
I wish.
They're like, can I get a Chabby Patty with extra sicko mode sauce?
God sicko damn it. Sauce? Can I get the BTS meal?
Fucking psycho sauce.
I'd probably go.
I hope to... you know they can hear all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably go to, Australia and then fuck with the kangaroo. Not literally.
I don't think you want to do that, man.
No, I know. It's just like a fucked up thing that I could do. So then I would get myself fucked up.
Then kick a hole through your chest.
I know. Like, you know, I heard my sister talking earlier about like she saw the image of like what's inside a kangaroo's mouth, yeah. And then I was like, huh, what's wrong with the kangaroo's fat? And then I overheard her, she's like, it's like a uterus. I'm like, oh,
it's all fleshy in there.
What, you know that?
Yeah,
you're looking.
I was looking. I never.
You pulled it open, you're like,
yeah, just fucking
kangaroo looking like,
get it.
Bored?
Nah, but I've seen a freaking baby kangaroo get out of there, and they just like freaking freak out and get out.
I would freak out too. If I was in that meat prison.
Meat prison, it's like, fuck you go in there for, stupid.
It was for comfort. They were expecting fur.
I wonder why they were born like that, you know? Born with built-in backpacks.
To carry their babies.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess that's smart, right?
Yeah, so
because, like, monkeys sure have to actually hold them.
It's like how camels grew to have water in their humps.
I wonder if you cut it open on the, like...
I think that's just blood. Bro's trying to reenact the Passion of the Christ. You know when they stab him with the spear? And then all the blood and water comes out of him.
The camel?
No, fucking Jesus.
What the fuck?
Didn't you watch the movie?
I did, but it's been a long time, man.
It's like he's up on the cross, he's about to get crucified. Well, he did get crucified. And then they're like, oh, they poke him in the chest, in the side, and then water and blood come spraying out of him.
Oh, is it because they stabbed his fucking kidney or something?
I don't know. And then they're like, oh... I can't tell if they did that before or after they tried to offer him some wine. But then he was like, God, do not forsake them for they do not know what they have done. And then he still rips the ground in half once he dies. And then he's like, y'all killed my son.
If you think about it, if God is all knowing, shouldn't he have already known that we were going to do that?
He was hoping that we wouldn't.
Yeah, but like, come on. If you knew we were going to do that.
It's like Minority Report, right? You can stop the crime before it even happens. How do you know a crime's going to happen?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's like if you gave a freaking mental patient a gun and, like,
why are you giving a mental patient a gun?
And let him free in the fucking and the preschool. What do you think he's gonna do?
God didn't give us a gun. He didn't give us a cross. We made it ourselves. It's like making, it's like giving a mental patient access to metal, and then he eventually finds out how to make a gun, and then he makes a gun.
Jesus Christ. All I'm saying is, if that was my son, bro, I would have sent him down with a little more powers. Instead of just being a healing mage,
yeah,
I would have given him like fire.
He was supposed to spread the word of the Lord, not protect himself.
I would have given him like fire defense, freaking
more like crucifixion defense.
Crucifixion defense. Plus 10 resistance. Feather falling.
Feather falling. Depth strider. Blast resistance. Protection 5.
Yeah.
Fucking, so, was it soul speed?
Oh man, I want to hop back into Minecraft, but it's like,
it's so depressing every time you lose shit.
Yeah, I lost so much shit to like the minorest thing. It's because the fire was
minorest burning. Things.
It, and it was like in the Nether, so it's like, what the fuck was I supposed to do?
Wear my armor, dumbass.
You weren't in the lobby.
You could have asked me.
Could have asked you. I was already in the Nether.
Yeah, and then you decided to walk off without any fire pots. I literally have fucking potions back in my house.
I do too. I just didn't bring them because I didn't think I was going to fucking catch on fire and die.
I guess you should have thought about that.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm not blaming anybody else. It's still bullshit, though. You're
dumb. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't know why. It's just like when you lose something in Minecraft, it feels a lot worse than if you lose something in another game.
Well, because it takes a lot of shit to get things, you know? Like, I lost a whole bunch of fucking netherite. Like, fuck that shit. That's going to take me another, like, 3 hours to get.
Yeah, and then I'm going to trade it to you for diamonds.
Because if for some reason I can find netherite quicker than I can find diamonds.
And I can find diamonds quicker than I can find netherite.
Supply and demand, right? I supply the netherite, you supply the diamonds.
Yeah, I gave him, like, what, 40 diamonds at this point?
Yeah, but homie's rocking full netherite.
What the hell?
So unprofessional, man.
So unprofessional, man.
Is that children something?
Children something?
For your notification. Your notification that popped up.
No, it said Shell's food prep. I was supposed to make Shell's food like every one of these days, but... I have work. I'm too busy for that.
Wow, you made that shit before?
Yeah. It goes off every Thursday.
Why Thursday?
Because she usually has like... Well, she usually had work on like Tuesday... Friday. But now her schedule is like the same as Mix.
Man, how often do you even get to see your family now that you work? And that they work. I'm sorry. My bad. A little bit of a sensitive subject, but ain't that...
I think like 4 hours.
That's life, huh?
Yep. It's like, what do you call it? They get back at 10 at night, and then I get back at like... either 7 or 1. And then my mom gets back at 4. So then it's like roulette to see who gets back fastest.
And
then I gotta go to sleep early because fuck it.
You have work tomorrow, huh?
No. Come on, John. I have 2 free days.
Oh.
Why do you think I was asking if you wanted to go shopping today or tomorrow?
That you're just gonna wait until you get off work.
I wouldn't work 6 days a week. I would kill myself.
The rat race is real.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. You know, there was always this like common idea that there should be four day work weeks,
and then 3 rest days, right?
Yeah, that would, and then it was proven that it's more productive than 5. But well, this is America, right?
I guess because the amount of work lost that would happen before work gain happened. Because you'd still need people to apply to the days that you're not working. And then you'd have to supply more stuff for the off days when people start, you know, having breaks. Like if, let's say, 85 degrees gave you 3 work days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not 3 work days, 3 off days.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't they have to, like, then schedule people to work the days that you're not going to work?
Yeah,
and
then there's one day overlapping.
Yeah, and then they'd still need to hire like more people to like, you know, pick up the slack that you're not doing since you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly.
So in theory, yeah, it should happen, but it should happen over a slow amount of time.
You mean they like just have to expend more effort trying to get people to take those days?
Yeah. Although bitch ass 85 degrees doesn't want to hire people, so you know, I don't know why the fuck they don't give him 3 days.
I know, right?
Stupid ass 85 degrees. You too, little
Caesar. It's funny because I know that they're hiring people because I see new people all the time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
But they're all working in front.
That's some bullshit. I applied to work in fucking Breads.
In Breads, really?
Yeah.
They got lots of people for bread. You should have applied for something else.
Stupid shit. They could have asked me, like, hey, we don't have this position, but we got another one. Instead, they're like, nope.
No, that's why you have to apply to multiple positions.
I even called.
Yeah, and then fucking Ron was like, hey, you want to buy a cake?
You want to buy a cake? Fucking silly shit. Bro was trying to get a sale.
It's funny because Ron said himself like he doesn't have a good sense of humor. I mean, I could tell. But like, he tried to make a joke earlier. He was like, hey, you want me to show you how to bag the cookies? I'm like,
huh? Was that his joke?
He was like, because, you know, he usually bags the cookies for his like as part of his duties,
right?
And then he's like, nah, I'm just kidding. And I'm like, I didn't even get the fact that he was kidding about it before he said it. And then he was like,
no, I probably shouldn't have looked at this shit. Then she's gonna be like, why didn't you?
Yeah, why didn't you repost it? Come on, your account's supposed to be safe for LGBTQ. This is a reference to a story he just saw on Instagram.
It's not even that I wouldn't do it. It's just that as soon as I do it, my entire family, people I haven't even talked to in years, are like, I didn't know you're like homosexual, are you, Chris?
Something wrong with
that? I didn't ask you about your family, your mom, but I'll ask you about your sexuality.
Oh my god, that's funny. It's true. It's true.
It's fucking stupid. So yeah, no, I'm not trying to open up that can of worms, but my account's safe. Sources, trust me, bro.
Sources me.
I think I'll like it. I think that should be a good medium, right? It's gone.
Ew, you're still following her?
Yeah, why not?
Man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Where is it? Okay.
Boom.
Jesus Christ. I yeah, fucking blocked her.
Patrick Bateman? Ew.
Or, well, I didn't block her. I just,
Bros transforming.
Bros and fucking Baki.
Bros transforming.
I said that because he's literally moving all his muscles. Fat bitch.
Body shaming.
No offense to anyone that's fat. I'm just saying this specific person.
I mean, yeah, she is. Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she's kind of showing it off a little too much, though.
That's something Tori would do. If you're listening to our podcast, you know it's true.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Hey, it's fucking,
Yeah, I follow him.
Yeah. Why is he dressed like that?
He's not dressed at all.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that. Bro look like he's about to start tweaking.
I like how the meme was that, every time someone left the class, he would get more and more handsy with,
Yeah, that's Turtle's fucking.
Alright. That's cool for the turtle. Fahmy was like, you gotta come back to class, Chris. He's getting too crazy.
Wait, Fajardo? Can I see that?
What?
Fajardo?
Man, it's like we're on Instagram, huh?
We are.
Level 19.
Wait, hold on.
You don't know her. Come on up. You don't know who that is.
Do I not?
You don't. You have no clue who this is.
I hope not. Because I feel like I know that last name.
You don't know who she is.
But I'm not sure if it's spelled the same way.
It's not.
And I've seen... I know he has a sister.
He sure does, but that ain't her.
It might be. Yeah, that's badminton.
Yeah, I remember playing this shit with my sister when we were younger. And a beetle came through.
And she slapped it?
No, it wasn't badminton. I was fucking around with my baseball bat. And a beetle came out of nowhere. And my sister and I, we were scared. And so I got my bat. And I hit a home run with the beetle.
On God? No fucking remorse, huh?
That shit didn't even, like, fly. It fucking exploded off the ankle.
Oh, man. You and I were polar opposites, huh? I sat there in the garden watching snails pass by, and then my sister would step on them and crunch them beneath their feet, and I would cry about it. I would cry about it. And then you're over here like, run,
cool. Looks like my sister would have been homies, fucking killing bugs. He said I'd cry about it. Oh, sorry. I only fucked with the bugs that would, like, fuck with me, you know? Like, I didn't meet her. Like, snails, I never freaking squashed snails. I mean, I did put salt on them before, but that was purely science. But besides that, no, I didn't fuck. But, like, ladybugs, I just chilling and laying on my hand.
Come on, roly-polies.
Roly-polies, I would make them roll into balls, but I wouldn't kill them. It was cool to, like, go like that, you know? Alright, I think you gotta stop using that shit, man.
It was only a little.
You know, I'm glad you like it, but, you know, you're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere? Yeah, what about it?
Getting dolled up to go nowhere.
It just smells nice.
But yeah, I'd get the roly-poly. Yeah, I'd fucking roll it in my hair like this, but I wouldn't, like, kill it. I did know this one kid who'd, like, take him the other way and go...
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, he used to crush spiders with his bare hands, too.
What's wrong with them, man?
Kids and bugs don't mix.
Yeah, clearly. Someone needs to do a PSA for that shit or something.
Yeah, I've never crossed killing animals, though. I never crossed that fucking murderous
ass. Yeah, if you kill animals, then you're literally gonna be a psychopath when you grow up.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot what story I was just about to tell. It was about bugs. Oh, yeah. It was
about bugs' life.
It was basically when I was like 4 or 5 or something. I was like fucking around with this anthill, but I didn't know it was an anthill at the time. And then I was like digging my hands in there and like I ended up kicking that shit. And then the ants spawned out. They were pissed.
It's like, oh, you're like, get his ass.
Yeah, they were all on me. And my mom had to grab me and throw me in the in a bathtub to wash all the ants off me.
You're dumbass.
I know. They didn't bite me though. Some of them did, but not.
You had to fuck with the ants.
I don't know. I was a little bitch kid.
Yeah, you were. looks like we reached the hour mark.
Okay, Ogie. Yeah, you immediately die. It's like, calm down. We got like a whole lot of writing after this to do.
Writing?
Well, typing, technically.
Let's go!
I mean, it'd be about that level.
It would?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're like,
they have no idea what we're talking about.
I feel like at this point they would.
And there's no visuals on the screen.
You can imply it.
That didn't make any kind of sound.
It's gonna be like that.
That's how he's gripping it.
Yeah, exactly.
Three fingers and all.
He doesn't even have a fourth. Oh, well, maybe it's like under here, but like, you would think it's like over there, right?
Yeah,
it would look like.
It looks like I got three fingers.
Maybe that's why he's gripping it like that.
You know why cartoons have three fingers?
What?
Well, technically four. It's because it's easier to animate than having
a fucking. Oh, yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah. So they're like, let's get her this extra finger.
Only the special characters get five?
Mainly anime characters?
If you're too lazy, you could always just do CGI.
A rotoscope?
How do you know that term?
Because I took an animation class. I didn't, like, stay for long, but I took it.
Yeah, alright.
Vibe checking me?
I love those memes. Fucking, you're getting your vibe checked.
POV, he didn't pass the vibe check.
And then it's the hands coming toward the screen.
Holy fucking shit.
His squid is dead. SpongeBob, help me.
I think I saved that shit.
Holy fucking shit. What? Squid is dead.
Is it this one?
No, you sent it to me.
Oh man, where is
it? It was definitely before the Batman one. Right? Did you suck in your stomach? This one.
Too bad for
Quinn's dead. The worst thing is, I heard about that fucking actual real life thing that happened there. Aw, man, that's bad.
Oh man, just a fucking splash.
What the hell is there?
Oh, it's like GTA 5, but SpongeBob.
Oh my god. This is yours, right? Some people are like, Pearl's a baddie.
Gross. Man. Is it because she's 16?
Yeah, because she's 16. It's just 16.
It's birthday. Just a 16-year-old ass whale.
You're the birthday girl. You got your very own spotlight tonight, and it's all about you. We're gonna get copyrighted.
This is getting no money.
Yeah, we don't earn anything from this.
This is charity work?
Pretty much.
At least when we die, we'll have this, right?
For them to hear all our dirty laundry? Of course.
I don't know, my laundry's been pretty clean. I gotta actually do laundry when I get home, though.
Yeah, I'm sure your laundry's clean.
It's all about you.
Alright.
Man, I remember the one thing before we leave. I know you were like, alright, it's time to end it. But one little story I had that reminded me of dirty laundry. was I was back in Lancaster, I think. And remember I told you about fucking, what was that? What was that kid's name? God damn it. Whatever, I shouldn't give out names like that anyways. But yeah, she was with her brother and they're like roasting each other hard. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And then the kid was like, he was like, tell me about my underwear because your drawers are clean.
Damn. Fucking got her.
I had to like hold back my laughter because it's like fucked up because, you know, she can't control
it. Yeah.
And so she like got mad and started crying and I had to be like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's yeah, you're growing. That's what happened. That's when it's like, I was like, hey.
You know.
But it's because they're not the only two out there. It was like them and their other friends. And I had to basically fucking babysit them. But yeah, that was my little story.
All right, see you. Okay.
All right, bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. This was the anniversary, the 1 year John Cast anniversary, I guess.
Even though we didn't really talk about anything anniversary related.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about how we reminisced about the John Cast episodes.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess this is on theme since, you know, the actual starting of the John Cast is just
rambling.
It was very spontaneous, you know. Just yeah, kind
of
happened.
It's a tribute to that, of course. Not that we couldn't think of the topic before we started.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed, or if you even got to this part.
Yeah, if you got to this point, you're a real trooper.
Yeah, you're a real John.
Real top G. Top John. Find your bottom G. Real top John. Go find your bottom John.
I think I know which one it is.
Yeah. All right. I'm done.
I was about to say oat.
Yeah, all right. Oat.
All right. See you guys the second year anniversary.